It's time once again to step out, step up, and step into the Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with Coming Out Coach Rick Clemons. Rick's expertise in the coming out process has helped hundreds of men and women step out of the closet to live authentically as gays and lesbians. Freeing you from the feelings of guilt and shame, Rick's heart-centered approach is loaded with bankable advice and take action tips for living powerfully on the other side of the closet door. Each week, the Coming Out Lounge brings you heartwarming coming out stories, thought-provoking insights, and diverse perspectives for living out and proud. Pull up a chair and spend an inspiring hour in the Coming Out Lounge, stepping out, stepping up, and stepping into living your truth. Here's the host of your show, Coming Out Coach Rick Clemons.
And yes, here we are. And what have you done today to make yourself feel proud and to allow yourself to be totally in a state of gratitude for being gay in a straight world or being straight in a gay world, whichever way you guys want to look at it? So in the age where we are as LGBTQ individuals being threatened by the pulpit of pastors wanting to cage us up like animals and even being mocked by kids in churches singing songs about us going to hell, and where every day kind of, I don't know, it just kind of seems like we are in some way or another being blamed for the state of the world. It can be really, really hard for us as LGBTQ individuals to be thankful for being gay. In fact, it's probably really hard for us to even answer the question, how are we supposed to be grateful for being gay when the world around us is trying so hard to beat us down? I'm your host, Coming Out Coach Rick, and I am so freaking thrilled to be here with you today. And welcome to the premiere show of the Coming Out Lounge, where we each week create a safe space for you to be yourself, even if it's just for 1 hour a week, you know, just to make that 1 hour a little bit easier. I'm thrilled and grateful to be coming to you via the TogiNet Radio Network, and also for just really being able to bring you some really heartwarming coming out stories each week. Offer you a little bit of advice that you can take to the bank, and also to help you put some stuff into practice right now that can give you that sense of I am loved and I am totally understood, regardless of where you are in your journey out of the closet. So each week as we come into the Coming Out Lounge, and this one is really special for me, not only because it's the debut of the show, but it's also right dead center of the Pride season. Yep, gay pride is in full swing all over our beautiful nation and all around the world. And I'm just really thrilled that I got to launch my show this month because that brings home some really special feelings. And I know there's a lot of energy right now out in the community. And I just want to say thanks for letting me in, letting me be a part of your life today, whether you're listening live or you listen to this later after it goes to iTunes for podcasts. So each week, what I want to work on and work with is helping people navigate that interesting journey to their truth at your own pace, in your own way. You know, this place that I've created with the Coming Out Lounge is truly designed to help you feel comfortable regardless of what stage you're in. Whether you're questioning if you're gay or lesbian or queer or bisexual or considering the transgender routes, or maybe you know you're gay, but you know what? I'm just not quite ready to say it. In fact, I have to share this. I got a message from one of my clients that worked with me for about 6 months. I got a message from him last night, and it was pretty freaking funny because his message was, well, half a bottle of wine gone. Guess it's time to go tell mom and dad I'm gay. And we had been working through this. He'd been married. He has kids. We went through the stage of telling his wife, and then just a couple of weeks ago, we went through the stage of his telling his kids, and here we were, that final frontier. And I have to tell you, I was so excited this morning when I woke up and had a message from him that said, it all went well. In fact, mom looked at me and said, I'm so proud of you. I was over the top thrilled, just as he was. Now, here's the interesting twist in that whole story. He has a brother who's also gay. And it wasn't pretty when his brother came out. In fact, I think it was about 20 years ago when his brother came out. And a lot of heartache, a lot of tears. And isn't it interesting how when we allow ourselves to step into our power and trust that the others that are going to hear the news that we're going to deliver can also choose to be in their power, and they get to choose how they are going to react to things, that the whole story can change, even if it's 20 years later. So again, I'm so happy for you, Jason. I love it that you were able to come through those woods. And this is what this show is all about. And each week, as we share the stories and some insights and hopefully some laughter and some tears, I want to make sure you know you're really cared and understood in this environment, whether you're gay, whether you're lesbian, whether you're queer, transgender, bisexual, whether you're a supporter, family, friend, whatever it may be. Each of us has something we're constantly coming out of. And so I really want to make sure you understand this is what this forum is for. I want to make sure that you have access to me in the way that you need me. And this is through this radio show, you know, and we're going to talk a little bit about my story and everything in a little bit. But just for being here, I want you to know that it means so much to have this avenue and this platform to come from a true heart-centered approach and talk about what I've done, talk to people about how they've navigated their own coming out stories, and just really bring it to the people who need this most, whether, again, your family, whether you're a friend of someone, whether you're the person actually going through it, there's something here for everyone. So I'm going to give you some details, and then we're going to get right on into the show. So if you're listening here and you decide you'd really like to get a hold of me or you'd like to chat with me, there's a whole lot of ways to do that. Now, if you're on the TogiNet show page for the Coming Out Lounge, if you look over to the right-hand side of the page, you're going to see there's a Facebook icon, there's a Twitter icon, there's my website. There's even a simple web form for you to fill out that you can get a confidential consultation with me. Now, one of the things I know as the coming out coach is it can be really scary to come through this process. In fact, it can be almost daunting. And one of the things that really helps is just having a really safe place to go do this. So I've created some confidential ways for you to interact with me. One of those ways is through a confidential phone number, which is 949-313-8897. And that is a hotline that goes to a phone line that has an answering machine that just basically says, hi, you reached Rick and sorry, I can't take your call. It's very under the covers, very subdued, so that if someone is happening to, you know, track your calls or, God forbid, look at your phone numbers, they call and they get that number, they wouldn't really know what it's about. Also, there's some confidential emails that you can send along with that confidential form. I try my best to just meet you in your way on your terms. And why do I do that? Because I know what it's like. I've been through this. Because quite honestly, it's nobody's business, nobody's, but yours as to if, when, and how you're going to come out of that closet. And each one of us does it in our own way. In fact, I was laughing a few months ago because a comedian by the name of Todd Glass came out of the closet. And I just happened to see it on a Google alert that I have because I keep Google alerts for all sorts of stuff, gay and lesbian. And then I followed the path to what he said. And I actually listened to a podcast of him being interviewed on a show. And he said it beautifully. He said, we all come out at exactly the same time when we're ready. And all I can say is hallelujah and amen, brother. You got it right. So I've given you a bunch of ways to get in touch with me, and I'll repeat those throughout the show. But here's a couple other things I really would like to share with you. Anyone who is listening live today, and I encourage anyone, whether you're listening and you're gay, lesbian, friends, or family of a gay or lesbian, I'm going to invite you to call in and say what you're grateful for today. Whether it's grateful that you're gay or grateful that you're lesbian or grateful for the trials you've been through or grateful. I want to hear some gratitude, people. So come on, dial up those numbers. I'm going to give you the number here in just a few minutes that you can call in and share what you're grateful for today. So that's one of those things. And whoever calls in today, my producer, Wayne's going to be keeping track of everything for me, and we're going to give you a 30-minute coaching session with me just for sharing what you're grateful for. Now, also, I'm a big social media queen, no pun intended, but I am a huge Facebook, Twitter, social media kind of guy, and I've got some special tweets that I would love to share with you from time to time. But also, if you're a tweet person, if you're out there already doing some tweets about the show, there's a couple of special hashtags that I have. Now, hashtags help identify things that are happening for a particular subject or a particular product or a particular show. And so my hashtags are these: pound CO Lounge, so Charlie Ostrich Lounge, or Pound Coming Out Lounge. So if you're talking and tweeting about the show, use those hashtags. That'll kind of let everybody know what we're talking about here. And that would really help me a lot, and I would so appreciate it. And it looks like we're starting to get some calls coming in, and we're going to be heading to a break. So I've kind of finished my laundry list of stuff. And the last thing I want to say is over there on the right-hand side, you're going to see a little icon that says the gift or special offer of the week on that page. Now, each week I'm going to give out some stuff. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in just a few minutes about what I'm going to be giving away this week. But if you click on that and fill out the form, you'll be entered for either what we're going to be giving away or what we're giving away as a special. Now, you're going to need a special bonus code, and that bonus code today is grateful. So we're done with all that sort of stuff. So I see we have a call, and I think we're going to run to that before we go to break. So let's go ahead and answer that call. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Rick, it's Midge.
Well, hello, Midge. Midge is one of my clients and co-hosts here on the TogiNet Radio. She got her own show, Second Chances. So thanks for calling in, Midge. What would you like to share with the audience today that you're grateful for?
Well, I'm definitely grateful that our paths have crossed, and you are going to be instrumental, I'm sure, in me taking the next step of my development. But I am grateful that I'm gay, because once I was finally able to name that for myself, I didn't have to hide behind any of the other detrimental things that I was doing to smokescreen that. You know, I was able to claim some health issues. I was able to claim, you know, just a lot of negative thinking. And it's still a work in progress, because of the things that you noted on the show about locking us in fences and, you know, singing from the pulpit, all from North Carolina, where I'm from. But so there's a lot of work. But I am so grateful that I can be in a place where I can meet people like you. I can be inspired by other people's stories. You know, I'm out to my family. I'm out to, and I think we're going to break, right?
Keep you on the line, Midge, and have you come back right after our break, okay?
No problem. You're
listening to The Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with coming out coach Rick Clements. We'll be right back after these messages.
I look into the window of my mind.
Ready for the most current feel-good gossip? Then check out Daytime with Donna, with your host, Donna Intercastle, and sidekick Nina Fry, every Friday afternoon at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com.
You're sampling the best. Better than all the rest.
Donna is a charismatic, market-driven entrepreneur who was part of the team that founded iVillage.com, which is the largest content-driven community for women today. Donna and Nina are here to empower you, motivate you, and encourage you in all aspects of your life. It's like Oprah on the radio. Plus, your chance to win great prizes, all the way up to a $500 Visa gift card. For more on Donna Infocasso, check out her website, introinc.com. Then join us for the show, Daytime with Donna, with your host, Donna Intercasso, and sidekick Nina Fry. Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Ministry is filled with both highs and lows, victories and struggles. It can be the best job in the world, but it can also be the hardest. Where do you find the balance between serving God and the joy of truly knowing Him? Wellspring, Tending the Heart of Ministry, with Joanna Weaver. Thursday afternoons at 5 p.m. Central. Join us each week as pastor's wife, best-selling author, and host Joanna Weaver interviews women who serve God from the heart, both those who are well-known and those who minister in less visible ways. You'll discover tools for the ministry, but more importantly, you'll learn how to give God access to the deep places in your heart. For ministry is more than what we just do in public. It is who we are in private. Wellspring is here to inspire you to look into your heart of hearts and invest in the place ministry truly begins. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So join us for an hour that just might change your life. It's Wellspring, Tending the Heart of Ministry, with host Joanna Weaver. Thursday afternoons at 5 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clements.
Coming back, and before the break, we were talking to my good friend Midge, and I'm going to put her back on and let her finish talking about sharing how she was grateful for being gay. So,
thanks,
Midge,
Rick. And you sound great, by the way. It's an awesome show. You're doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
So I was saying that I did come out to my family. I did come out to friends. I'm out almost professionally at work. A lot of the folks that I work with from different agencies in the area know that I'm gay. The one place that I'm not completely out is, you know, in my actual practice where I'm working with clients. And there are some clients who may know that I'm gay, but there are a lot of folks who don't know. So that's going to be the last piece where I'm able to be brave enough to come out completely open in my community without that fear of losing my job or, you know, having something backlash me before I'm ready to quit my job as a therapist. So, so that's my last piece. But other than that piece, I mean, I am so grateful for the journey that I've had, and the universe has always brought people like you into my life that when I'm ready to take that next step, or even maybe before I'm completely ready, but on that work in progress, I have support. And that's why I'm so excited about your show. And I've actually told a couple of young people that I know are struggling with this issue to just, you know, listen in, and I've given them the radio show link so that they can have a person that they also know has been through it and that they can, you know, find their own path.
Absolutely. Well, I so appreciate you calling in, Midge, and sharing with us on the air, and I know you and I will be talking real soon.
You bet, buddy. Keep up the great work, and I love you.
Love you, too. Thanks.
Bye.
So here's the thing that I really like about what Midge just shared, and it's at the core of what I really try to do with clients that I'm working with, is helping them get past this thought process that things have to happen in a certain way. And it's probably a really great segue into starting to share my own story. And one of the things that I've learned as I kind of wandered down my own path of coming out is that everything has a purpose, not just a reason, but a purpose. And the reason I like purpose better is because it's a more powerful word. Reason is almost kind of like you're like succumbing to it. A purpose is really powerful. And when we're able to stand from that purpose-driven vantage point, it really begins to open up why we are gratefully gay. For instance, a good friend of mine, Greg Allen, today posted on Facebook that he woke up this morning feeling a whole lot of gratitude. And I thought it was really ironic because he didn't really know what my show subject was today, but he woke up feeling a whole lot of gratitude today for being 15 years into his HIV positive status. Now, to me, that is something monumental to have such a powerful shift around in and of itself. In my own world, I didn't realize how grateful I was going to be for coming out late in life, for taking that mask and throwing it aside so that I could start living authentically as a gay man. And what I discovered along the path is sometimes you never understand why it's happening until you discover that there's a purpose for everything. So we're going to start taking our dancing shoes and walking them down to that dance floor as we kind of start dancing into the life of Rick and why Rick is doing this show and what brought Rick to this show and why I'm so grateful. And I'm going to say a big shout out to some people I know that are listening right now, to my family, to my partner, George, to my two beautiful daughters, Riley and Shelby. Because of you guys, this is what Dad gets to do every day. Now, as I said before the break, I'm going to talk about my story. And my story started about 12 years ago. I was one of those late bloomer guys, 38 years old, traveling the world, great job, being a road warrior, going to London, to Paris, to Hong Kong, running a pretty big marketing department for a software company. And I was freaking miserable. I was unhappy. I was overweight. I was in a great marriage, but I wasn't living my truth. And because I wasn't living my truth, I didn't know how to be grateful. Sure, I could be grateful on the exterior because I had a nice house. I could be grateful on the exterior because I drove a nice car. I was more than grateful on the exterior because I had two beautiful daughters. But all of it didn't matter because I was living a lie. I was living a lie, which was blinding me from seeing all the other things I could be grateful for. And as I went through this journey and I began to really, really, really understand what was happening to me, I realized that if I didn't do something, I would never get to experience what true gratitude, truth, freedom, and living powerfully on purpose would mean. So on a trip to the beautiful state of Britain, or country of Britain, and in the wonderful city of London, I began to discover my freedom. Now, I had discovered my freedom in many ways and in a lot of different ways throughout my life. But what I realized was I needed to discover my freedom in a whole new way. And that was to realize that there was more to being gay than just having sex with men. And I see I've got a caller on the line. And so I'm going to let you just kind of sit with that. And I'm going to answer and take this caller. And then I'll continue my story. Good morning. You're on there with Coming Out Coach Rick. Hello, you're on the air with Coming Out Coach Rick.
Hey, Rick, it's Lori Hurley.
Hey, Lori, thanks for calling in. How are you?
I am good. And, you know, I just wanted to call in because I'm listening to the show, and I've heard you speak. As you know, I heard your story. It moved me the first time I heard it, and I'm sitting here with tears going down my cheeks again, listening to you on the radio, and I just want to say congratulations on the launch of your show. I'm enjoying it. I enjoy you. I wish we could see you more. I'm sure we'll connect again. But you're my sister. You know that. And I just wanted to congratulate you on your show.
Thank you, Lori. And I can't wait for your show, which is coming up here on the TogiNet Network as well. So just a couple of weeks out.
It is. It is. But today's about you. And I just wanted to say I'm grateful for having you in my life and having you as someone that I know I can pull up on Facebook and start a chat, and you're always there to answer and chat with me. And good luck on your show. I'll be listening.
Thank you. And right back at you, sister.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So as I was sharing, and again, I'm so grateful for all my friends that are starting to call in. Each of them has special purpose in my life. But let's go back to London. I had been there on a trip with some coworkers doing a trade show, and I actually was able to venture out one night on my own. I didn't know that that venture out that night was going to change my entire life until I met a really beautiful guy that I'm so grateful to have met. I met Gareth, a Brit, I assumed to be living in London, but who actually lived in San Francisco. I spent the evening with him, and then I ended up spending the night with him. And he changed my entire life, not because we had a sexual connection, because we didn't. In fact, nothing happened. What changed my life was I had a connection with this guy, unlike any connection I'd ever experienced before. I actually had the light bulb go off. And saw that being gay wasn't just about sex. Being gay was I could have a relationship with a man, one guy to another guy. Roll forward 48 hours later, and I'm on a plane home. I stayed awake the entire flight from London to Los Angeles, writing down why I needed to do what I was about to do. I had two beautiful young ladies at home. I had a powerful wife, my soulmate, and I was getting ready to rock their world. But I'm grateful that I had the time to sit on that plane and think through all of this. I'm grateful that when those wheels touched down in Los Angeles, that I had the technology of a cell phone so that I could call my beautiful wife at that time and say, "We have to have a conversation." I'm grateful that I had the foresight and the insight to know that what I was about to do was probably going to be really hard, and it was probably going to be very ugly at times. But if I didn't do it, I wouldn't be here today. not because I'm a suicidal sort, but I just, my gut feeling tells me if I had not done this, I don't know that I would be alive today. And as the story moved forward, yes, my wife and I separated. We went through trials and tribulations, but I became grateful for each step of the way. I became grateful that I could learn how to navigate my world and how I could learn to accept that some people are going to accept me and others aren't. And I'm thankful and grateful that I could see that every experience that I was having in that moment was meant to add up to even bigger moments in my world. So now that I've shared that with you, I want you to start to think about the things that pop up in your world. Whether you're gay or straight, doesn't really matter. And if you're sitting here struggling right now, struggling with yourself about, I don't know if I'm gay, or maybe you know you're gay and you're trying to come out of the closet, but you're just not quite ready to do it. Or maybe you're there, but you need a plan. Or maybe you know someone. Realize this. There's powerful purpose in everything. And there's gratefulness for each one of us. So now that I've shared this with you, when we get ready to come back from the break, I want to talk about more truths that came up for me to help me realize that I had a lot to be grateful for as I moved into my world of dating men, getting to know myself as a gay man, and riding those funky little horses that give you the bumpy ride in life. So after the break, we're going to talk about gay dating, being a gay dad, being a single dad, learning to love yourself, and all that beautiful stuff that helped me become the gratefully gay guy that I am today. So hold on, get ready. It's going to be a bumpy ride, and we'll be right back after the break with Coming Out Coach Rick on the Coming Out Lounge.
You've been listening to the Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth, with Coming Out Coach Rick Clemens. We'll be right back after these messages.
I look into the window of my mind.
Booyah! That's the word uttered when you know you have the upper hand, or you're the winner. Well, now, we have the Booyah Radio Hour with Martin Brassey. Tuesdays at 9, 8 Central on TogiNet.com. Martin's show is all about helping speakers and authors find their niche, create their brand, and achieve massive success. Each week, Martin will interview guests from around the world who have achieved tremendous success as speakers and authors. You'll find out who they are, what they do, and how you can follow in their footsteps to achieve incredible results. Guests will come from around the world of business, entertainment, finance, the arts, and sciences. Nothing is off topic. No subject too taboo. We'll share valuable information as well as huge laughs as we discover the ups and downs of being a successful speaker and author. The Booyah Radio Hour with Martin Pressey. Tuesdays at 9, 8 Central on TogiNet.com. Thursday nights, get ready for the Read My Lips Tips for Success radio show with your host, Linnea Millett, at 11, 10 Central on TogiNet.com. What are the Read My Lips Tips for Success? Well, it's spelled out like this. R, realize it is possible. E, embrace all relationships. A, advance through adversity. D, develop your significance. M, manage your health and wealth. Y, yield to your natural abilities. L, listen to your heart. I, invest in yourself. P, persist by taking small steps. And S, serve others. Each week on the show, you'll find a safe haven whereby tips, insights, and strategies are shared by Linnea and her guests. Go to Linnea's website, readmylipstips.com. Then join us Thursday nights at 11, 10 p.m. Central for the Read My Lips Tips for Success radio show with your host, Linnea Millett, on toginet.com.
Welcome back to the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clemens.
Here we are. We're coming back, and we're going to go into that real-life candy store of being gay in a gay man's world, being gay in a straight world, all the juicy stuff. So just as a reminder, if you're listening, you want to tweet about the show, the hashtags are #COLounge and #ComingOutLounge. And don't forget, if you call into the show and share your grateful pieces of wisdom with me, you will get a complimentary coaching session from me. And speaking of which, let's talk about that giveaway real quick. So over there on the right-hand side, you're going to see the special weekly gift or weekly offer on the TogiNet homepage for the Coming Out Lounge. And when you fill out that form, you're going to need a bonus code. That bonus code is gratitude this week. So the bonus code is gratitude. We take the bonus code and the submittals all the way up until Tuesday of next week. So Tuesday at 5 p.m., we will switch everything up and get ready for the next show. And this week, what I'm giving away, so I want all of you that may be listening to this, struggling, maybe you're coming out of the closet, maybe you're coming out, struggling with your business. I don't really care if you're gay or lesbian. I just love working with people. But I'd really like this to go to someone who is really having a struggle. Struggle with who they are sexually, what it means to come out of the closet. And here's what I'm giving away this week. I'm giving away 4 coaching sessions with me. Now, that's a pretty big prize. But I wanted to do something really over the top, out of this world, for my kickoff debut show here on the TogiNet Network. So 4 complimentary coaching sessions with Coming Out Coach Rick. That's about a $500 value just in and of itself. So make sure you fill out the form and register. And the bonus code for this week is gratitude. But enough of that. It's all about you and then letting you hear a little bit about my story so that you can get some words of wisdom about why I'm grateful. So the wheels touch down, Los Angeles. We start the separation process. I break my marriage apart. And I know I sound happy about that right now, but I wasn't. That was probably one of the hardest things that I did, even though there was good and bad to both sides of it. And some of the good and the bad were this. Gareth, the guy that I met in London, loved him dearly. Even though we only spent a night together, and then we spent a weekend together that Thanksgiving. Not another thing I'm proud of, because that Thanksgiving, I walked into an airport, put my wife and children on one plane, and I walked the other direction and got on another plane. Little less than 6 weeks after all this. Now that I'm able to sit back and look at that, I'm grateful that I see that experience for what it was, because this is not how Rick does life. And this is not how Rick treats people. So I'm grateful that I went through that experience of putting my kids and my wife on one plane and me going the other direction. But that early on, I was a mess and I didn't know what I was doing, but I'm so grateful I can sit here now and look at it. And I got on that plane and I went to San Francisco and I spent Thanksgiving weekend with this wonderful, beautiful guy named Gareth. We already started making plans. We'd only been with each other twice, literally been. I'm not talking sex here. I'm talking been with each other twice. And in the months that passed up through the holiday of Christmas and New Year's, I began to feel really shaky and uncertain. Why? Because I hadn't learned what it was like to be in gratitude for someone who was going to teach you some lessons about being gay in a gay man's world. And Gareth helped teach me that. He broke up with me a few days after New Year's Eve because I wasn't ready. Those were his exact words. You're not ready. I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. But now I do. I totally get it now. I had too much on my plate. I was going through a divorce. I was trying to figure out where I was going to get money to have 2 households and pay child support and alimony. I was trying to hold on to my job. I was not happy in my job any longer because I realized it wasn't where I was supposed to be. It wasn't what I was supposed to be doing. But I had to have the experience of Gareth telling me, you're not ready. So that now I can be grateful and understand why that lesson was so powerfully purposeful in my life at that time. Move on. I meet Scott. I meet Greg, 2 guys that I fell head over heels in love with. Both of them broke up with me for different reasons. Scott and I weren't really a match. He was really good looking. And that's about all for me that he brought to the table. I met him and I started dating him because we were both guys who'd been married, guys with kids. guys who went through a divorce. But the mismatch was his wife told him to get out and never come back, and that he couldn't have a relationship with his kids, and that's what he did. He saw him twice a year, and that's what he had. And what I didn't realize until I sat back after we broke up, the reason we weren't meant to be together and the purpose in that experience was, I can't be with someone who that's good enough for them. Now, I realize his wife said this, and she tried to turn kids away, but there's a little bit of, okay, then that's just the way I'll do things. If you really want something in life, I'm a firm believer, and you know, maybe I'm off base here, but if you really want it and you want it bad enough, you'll figure out a way to do it. And I'm not disregarding Scott. Greg, love him to death. We're still friends, but we weren't a match because we were both going through the process at the same time. But I didn't see the powerful purpose in that experience until later. Kevin, dated him, Hollywood guy, kind of fun, kind of sexy in his own way, but he smoked way too much pot for me. But I was willing to let that slide because at that time I just needed somebody. So why am I sharing all of these parts of the story with you? Because each one of us in some way, shape, or form is going to go through this experience of, oh my God, I'm alone. I need somebody. Now let's twist the tables. Suddenly, I get the call from the ex-wife. I need you to take care of the girls because I've got a date. Holy smokes. Wait, what? What do you mean you're going on a date? I never thought in my own coming out process that I was supposed to prepare myself for her to move on and start dating. Then suddenly I'm at home and, you know, it's been a hard day at work and I'm trying to plan for a trip and I've got two little girls and we're living in a tiny little studio type apartment in Laguna Beach, California. Love the apartment, love where we live. But when you have less than 700 square feet for three of you to live in a house, you've got to learn why. Why do I have to go through all of this? Because there's a purpose behind it. In everything we do, there's a purpose behind this. Those single parenting lessons, being more out than other people are. I remember when I met my wonderful partner, George, there were times that I was out and proud. I wasn't like waving the rainbow flag, but I was out and proud. And I didn't have a problem reaching over, touching him in a store, you know, putting my arm around him because I was me. Now, George, I'm not saying George was scared of that. It just, he'd been out since his 20s and he'd grown up through the time when this wasn't cool. I was coming in on the cusp where suddenly gay rights were starting to move in a whole new direction. I was in the early, you know, 2000s that this was happening. A lot of stuff had occurred. The AIDS epidemic was starting to come under control somewhat. And I was just being me. But what I realized, but not in that moment, was I needed to see that there's lots of different ways. Lots of different ways for everyone to do this journey. And that's the thing I want to make sure. If you are struggling right now, if you're in any of those stages or in your own unique stage of coming out, there is no handbook. You just do it the way you do it. And you do it at the same time as everybody else when you're ready. The thing that's so unique about us as individuals, whether we're gay or straight, is we all have a path. Each and every one of us has our own unique path to move forward. I'm going to say that again. Each and every one of us has our own unique path for moving forward. And it's okay. It's okay for you to do it your way. It's okay for you to do it when you feel like doing it and how you feel like doing it. And disclosing to whom you feel like disclosing who you really are when you're ready to do it. Unfortunately, I think so many of us go from one jail cell to the next. I went through my own coming out of a marriage and hiding behind a mask and doing what I thought everybody wanted me to do, having the white picket fence and the marriage and the children, and I wouldn't trade any of that. Trust me, and I'm going to say it again. I would not trade any of that for what I have today. Because without that stuff, I wouldn't be where I am today. But here's the thing. if we don't appreciate that we're going to go through something so that we can move from one gel cell to another, then what's the point? If we go from being married and wearing masks and hiding our truth into stepping out and stepping into, and I love my gay community, I love my LGBTQ community, do not get me wrong. But if we're going to step out of our way of being and step into a whole new gel cell of living by others' expectations, because this is how you do gay, this is how you do lesbian, this is how you do bisexual, do it your way. Come on, it's supposed to be fun. Life is supposed to be worth living. Life is supposed to be filled with laughter, joy, and happiness. Find your own path. Find your own path and truly, truly appreciate the journey you're on. But it took me a long time to get to this space. In fact, it's so interesting that it took me in the midst of this journey starting to sit in an executive conference room and have a professional coach stand in front of me about our business and talk about what coaching is. 1996, to be exposed to that, to go now to 2012, and I'm sitting in the seat of being a professional coach. I never would have thought that the journey that started in 1996 with meeting my first coach would lead me to a place of going through the coming out process, moving forward, going through a divorce, going through some heartaches, going through some huge joys, meeting some beautiful guys, finding the guy of my dreams, having a powerful relationship, getting ready to celebrate 11 years with my partner, and getting to where I need to be. So here we go. Before we go to our next break, I just want to let you know, I want to share a quote with you. And that quote is this: even if we think nothing good can happen, let's remember to keep our heads up so we'll be sure to see the good that will happen. So when we come back from the break, we're going to continue on and we're going to keep talking about how to be gratefully gay in a straight man's world.
You've been listening to The Coming Out Lounge, a safe space to be you and your truth with coming out coach Rick Clements. We'll be right back after these messages.
I look into the window of my mind.
Parents, if you feel overloaded, overworked, underappreciated, and seriously stressed out, the Parents Plate is here to help you. The Parents Plate with Brenda Nixon. Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on TogiNet. It's time to build stronger families through parent empowerment. And that's what the Parents Plate does. The Parents Plate understands the busyness of life and balancing child rearing and other commitments. Brenda Nixon will be talking to noted experts and authors on all issues, from teething to teen driving. Brenda Nixon is a nationally recognized speaker to parents and child care professionals and author of the award-winning The Birth to Five book. From Fox 4 in Kansas City to schools and synagogues to businesses to bookstores, conferences to churches, audiences rave that Brenda engages, educates, and encourages. For more information on Brenda and her books, check out her website, brendanixon.com. The Parents Plate is loaded with information and affirmation. The Parents Plate with Brenda Nixon. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on toginet.com. Every day Autism Miracles with Shannon Pinrod. Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on toginet.com. Life after an autism spectrum diagnosis doesn't have to be difficult. It can be joyful, happy, and filled with hope. Join Shannon Pinrod, author, speaker, coach, and mom of a six-year-old recovering from autism, for this inspirational hour of hope. She's even authored a series of children's autism books with her son, Jim. For more information about the books, Shannon, and Everyday Autism Miracles, go to her website, shannonpinrod.com. From there, you can also get to her other websites, blogs, and connections. On Everyday Autism Miracles, you'll hear stories from parents whose children have made miraculous strides. You'll also get the inside dish on therapies, treatments, supplements, and how to get funding to help you afford them. Miracles abound in the autism community, so tune in for Everyday Autism Miracles to listen, share, laugh, and surround yourself with hope. Everyday Autism Miracles with Shannon Pinrod. Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to The Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clements.
Second debut show of the Coming Out Lounge, and I'm your host, Rick Clemens. Wow, where does the time go? I am just like, oh my gosh, we've gone on and on and on, and so much to talk about, but I am thrilled to have you here. And I don't know about you, but I'm having a whole lot of fun here, and I could go on all day long. And I just feel your energy coming out over the radio and everything. And I just want to say thank you for being here so I can give out some tips and talk a little bit more about my journey and why I'm truly thankful for where I'm at. But at this point, we've got another caller coming in. I think it actually might be my guest for next week's show, which is really cool because I'm going to talk about her in a little bit. But I'm going to go ahead and put Tanya on the line. Tanya, this is Rick.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
You are doing well. I'm excited to hear you, and I'm, you know, grateful for what you're doing for our community, and I'm grateful to be able to chat with you next week.
I'm so excited, and I just have to tell my listeners that Tanya is doing some phenomenal work. She's got an organization called freetolove.org, and I'm going to give her a big plug right now because I want everybody to take advantage and go over to freetolove.org. Go look at the fundraiser she's doing there on the website right now. She has got some phenomenal celebrities and gifts up there to help us raise money to stop bullying, and I can't wait to talk all about it next week, but you called me, Tanya. I just want to give you some time to, you know, tell what you're grateful for, share something that you wanted to share.
Well, first of all, I'm very grateful for you, Rick. I really am. I think what you're doing is wonderful and necessary, and you're such a passionate and wonderful man to share your story, which takes, you know, a lot, and it also stands in your truth, and I think that lends itself to people of all ages dealing with coming out or being out or sharing their stories. And so I just wanted to give you some kudos and say I'm grateful for knowing you and for your show, and look forward to hearing your journey throughout the process of your radio show.
Oh, excellent. I can't wait to share you more next week. We've got a whole hour together next week, so...
Excellent. Well, you keep doing what you're doing. I'm enjoying listening to you, and I look forward to having that chat with you next week.
Great. Well, have a good day, Tanya, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So, again, another beautiful person that I knew the moment that I saw freetolove.org that had been put into my life for a purpose, and now they're one of my favorite charities. In fact, anybody who works with me, a portion of my coaching fees, my workshops, et cetera, a portion of my revenues from those streams goes to freetolove.org. So in the last few minutes that we have in the debut show today, I really want to accomplish two things. First, I want to share how I discovered my own gratitude at a higher level within my own homophobia. And I know that sounds really kind of weird, but it'll be really insightful. And finally, I want to share a couple of techniques that help anyone, whether you're gay or straight, for really, truly getting into a space of gratitude each and every day. So we've only got a few minutes left, and I want to make sure we cover everything. So thank God we've only got a few minutes left, because I'm all gussied up in my Armani tux and Prada patent leather loafers right now, and I'm a shorts and t-shirt sort of guy, but I figured I needed to dress up for the premiere show. So, okay, so let's go back to this. Discovering my gratitude and my own homophobia. I don't know that this is common, but I've seen it more often than not in many people who come out of the closet, and especially with individuals like myself who are what I call the late bloomers. Once we're out, and I wouldn't call it homophobia, but I would call it judgmental homophobia. What happens is a lot of times we step out and then suddenly we're in the midst of the gay community battling where do we fit, trying to figure that all out. And then suddenly we find ourselves being a little bit judgmental and homophobic towards our own community. And what I mean by that is, you know, for those of you who are not in our community or just coming into it, some of these terms may not make any sense. And I'll explain a few of them. But, you know, I found myself being really judgmental around twinks. And twinks are thin build sort of guys, young guys, maybe a little bit on the effeminate side. Even though I'm a big stocky guy, I actually at that time was not as stocky as I am now. So yes, with age, I put on some weight, but I found myself being really kind of homophobic and like judgmental towards the bear culture. And the bear culture are the big guys. They're kind of the heavyset guys in our community. Sometimes they can be considered obese, but they're big, stocky, a lot of times very hairy. I found myself being really homophobic towards them. I found myself being really put off by people who call me a daddy or call me a breeder because I've had kids. And suddenly I felt my own homophobia beginning to build up that, okay, you're not good enough to be me, or being really judgmental towards people in my own community. And then I suddenly started feeling like these feelings of, oh my God, I can't believe this is what the community's like. It's like all you hear about, you know, before I came out was how overtly sexual homosexuals are, especially gay men. And I found myself judging that, but I'm going to be truthful here. I mean, I've been pretty dang truthful throughout the hour, but I'm a very sexual person. I enjoy sex. But I found myself being really judgmental around these people that I saw as having sex all the time and doing, you know, things in interesting places, as, you know, some of the stories you hear about gays and lesbians doing. But it's not just gays and lesbians that do this. Trust me. You heterosexuals, if you're on the line too, you have some interesting places you decide to go explore your sexual urges. But then I also found myself trying to come to terms and trying to step into a space of acceptance and not feeling judgmental towards people in the leather community or people in the transgender community, even towards my drag queen friends. And I love my drag queen friends. In fact, I'm going to have one on Poppy Fields in just a few weeks. But I found myself in those moments of being totally confused, almost feeling like, this is not how you do homosexuality. This is not how you're a fag, excuse the phrase. This is not how you do gay. Until I realized, and what I work with my clients and what you've already heard me say a couple of times, is you do gay, you do lesbian, you do bisexual, you do transgender, you do queer your way. There is no right or wrong. There is nothing that says, here's the handbook, and if you're going to be gay, you do it this way. If you're going to be a twink, you do it this way. If you're going to be a bear, you do it this way. If you're going to be a lesbian, you do it this way. If you're going to be a dyke on a bike, you do it this way. You know what? We're all our own individuals. And I know I'm getting kind of on my soapbox right now, but why I'm bringing this forward is because in each step of those feelings, experiences, and judgments that I had, I now can sit and go, and I'm freaking grateful to have had those experiences so that I can see the real Rick. And because I had those experiences, I know in my heart of hearts that this is why I'm sitting here today, June 13th, launching the Coming Out Lounge. Because I had to go through those experiences. I had to feel those moments. I had to see them, and they don't end. They do not end. Each and every day, something else crops up. When I work with a client and I hear this and I hear whatever a client brings forward, when I see something, you know, through my Google alerts about gays and lesbians, when I hear a pastor stand up on in front of a church and say, the best we deserve is to be caged like animals, I'm grateful. Why? Why am I grateful to hear a pastor say that? Because I know it's not damn true. No one deserves to be treated like that. But I really had to have the experience, and I know my one daughter is listening, and I love her, and I love her for giving me this experience. I love her for coming home and saying, I'm dating this girl. Because I had to go through that experience. I had to go through that experience and feel my own homophobia flare up. And why did it flare up? Because suddenly all those words that I'd heard from my loving parents, even at the time when I didn't think they did love me because I was gay. But the words I heard from my loving parents was, you just watch, you're going to ruin those girls' lives. That's what came rushing forward. And I know it's all not true. In fact, it's bullshit. That's what it is. In reality, what my daughter taught me is she has an open-mindedness, and she said the words, and it still brings tears to my eyes when I think about what she said. Doesn't matter the gender. It's all about the person I love. And I don't know whether she's going to be lesbian or straight or bisexual. I don't know. But what she taught me was one of the greatest gifts of all. The greatest gift of all, of being open and being true to yourself. Now, I said before the end of the show, I was going to give you a couple of techniques for truly getting into gratitude. So I'm going to give you those techniques because I know we're coming up close to the end of the show and I want to make sure I get them in. So when you feel like you can't get yourself into that space of gratitude, and this might be a really good time to get ready, if you're tweeting, to use those hashtags CO Lounge or Coming Out Lounge. The first thing you might want to do, and I would suggest you do this either in the morning when you first wake or in the evening just before you go to sleep, is that you allow yourself to make room for just being grateful, however you do it. Whether it's a pause and say, I'm grateful for, and one of my good friends, her name's Sharon, she spoke at an event last year, and I remember her saying, each morning, just as I'm starting to wake up, just in those fuzzy moments, I allow myself to smile. The second technique is when you find yourself in a situation where your buttons are getting pushed, like when you're coming out of the closet or, you know, whatever it may be, stop and close your eyes and ask this one question. What is it about this situation, challenge, or this moment can I possibly be grateful for? When we switch the trigger and say, what can I possibly be grateful for? It changes everything. So the two things are make room for being grateful and then ask yourself when you're in those moments, what can I possibly be grateful for? So I want to first of all say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in today and also letting me be a part of your life and letting me bring you something that is so near and dear to my heart. Next week, as you heard, my friend Tanya Sandis, the founder of Free to Love, is going to be on the show. And we're going to talk about building a village and getting a nonprofit off the ground and being gay and lesbian parents and, you know, what it's like to work in the entertainment industry. But before we go, I want to say again, thank you, everyone. Everyone for listening. And make sure you fill out the form to win the free month of coaching. The bonus code is grateful. And thanks for joining me. And don't forget to step up, step out, and step into living your powerful truth each and every moment of your life. I love you. Have a wonderful week and talk next week.
Thank you for joining us today with the Coming Out Lounge with your host, Rick Clements. Make sure you tune in with us next week, same time, same place, for the Coming Out Lounge.